Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We are getting an update from Gold Mountain Mining, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol GMTN, and on the OTCQB under the symbol GMTNF. I'm chatting with the CEO, Kevin Smith. Now, Kevin, we're following up on a news release that came out June 17th. It highlights a letter of intent signed with New Gold to increase the tonnage limit of the Gold Mountain ore in the purchase agreement here. So just to bring everybody up to speed, Gold Mountain is running, really just started up, the Elk Gold Mine, and the ore is being shipped to New Gold's mill at the New Afton Mine for processing. Now, this helped to lower the initial costs and really overall costs when it comes to production here for Gold Mountain. Kevin, just remind everybody how this agreement came together and how it's helping fast-track Gold Mountain, your production, and also the cash flow aspect here.
Yeah, thanks for the introduction there, Corey. So when we put our original PEA out in August, it contemplated us building a mill and tailing storage on site. After doing numerous trade-off studies with JDS, who's working on our PFS right now, it became clear that the economics just didn't pencil at our 65,000 ounce a year production profile. And what did make more sense was just to continue trucking the ore. We have a really high grade, and we can absorb the trucking cost quite easily. And when you pull out that massive CapEx from our business plan in the earlier years, and you just continue trucking the ore, the economics improved actually quite substantially. In August, our all-in sustaining cost on that mine plan was $735 an ounce. And with this recent change that we made to continue trucking the ore in year four instead of building that mill, we're down to $554 an ounce US. So super encouraged by the result there. And then, you know, just to substantiate those economics and to show the market that there's a willingness on all sides to build a larger relationship here with New Gold, we thought it was prudent to execute this LOI.
So this LOI here increases the tonnage delivered to that New Afton mine and mill from 70,000 tons per annum to 350,000 tons per annum. This is beginning in the fourth year of production. This is really all in line from what you have told us in terms of the growth potential here, but what is the significance here? Shipping more ore obviously means more cash flow for you guys.
Yeah, absolutely. Not only does it mean more cash flow, we're of the opinion that given the reduced environmental impacts of our scaling up plan, as in not building a mill and not having tailings stored on site, we think it will streamline our environmental assessment process, which we plan to engage in come the end of the year once we're up in production. So, you know, we get into this smaller production profile of 19,000 ounces a year. And yeah, everybody says it's not that exciting. And we know that you know, the end game, that's not going to be good enough. But what that does is it gives us a lot of cash flow to continue expanding not only our production profile, but it's going to let us remediate the underground decline that's already on site and get that prep for, you know, our underground ambitions that we have, and also really aggressively start exploring the property. You know, we want to add at least one more drill for our phase three, which starts in mid-September. So, you know, we're already in discussions about adding another drill on site, and we don't want to continually dilute our shareholders. We feel like this last financing that we did is all the cash that we're going to need to get this thing up into cash flow and into production. And then from there, it can feed itself growing into a larger production profile of 65,000 ounces a year at minimum. And then we'll see what we find in some of these other drill tested zones that are showing similar grades and structure and just need a few more holes poked in them to delineate resources.
So I did have a couple other questions that came in on the back of this news and also on the back of some of our past interviews, outlining the fact that, yes, okay, obviously not building a mill, huge reduction in cost. You even outlined that from $735 an ounce down to $554 an ounce. But what does that mean in terms of the revenue that could have been generated? What's the percentage that you guys need to pay to New Gold? And off the top, instead of just selling some sort of gold concentrate or gold bar at your own mill, what does New Gold take out of this?
Yeah, so we were able to negotiate excellent terms. New Gold is looking for a bump in the copper con that they produce. They want a bump in their gold grades and silver grades. And we have that in our high grade ore. So they're going to get better market pricing on their copper con, and we're going to be able to defer the cost of building a mill on site. And the net result there is a win for everybody's. And we got excellent terms, we feel. We keep 89% of the metals payable. They get 11%, and we have no cost of processing. They take on all risk of recovery, so they're just blending it in with the plant feed that they're producing out of their mine. And they have 17 days to pay us, so gives us excellent cash flow turnover, gives them a nice bump in their precious metals grades that they're putting out in their copper con. And, you know, everybody's happy. And then your question on, like, what's it costing us? Ultimately, you know, based on our trade-off studies, it does not make sense to build a mill on site until we can establish a path to 100 to 120,000 ounces a year. And, you know, we have every ambition of ramping up our production to those profiles, but we're going to let the economics, you know, drive our decision-making process. And this is the correct decision for our company. It's lower risk. It's more cash flow in, and it takes a ton of CapEx out of our economic plan in year four, which is what was responsible for the majority of that bump in our overall NPV and the drop in our all-in sustaining cost.
Okay, so still just very much focused on the economics here, right? Making sure that you can get to cash flow positive and continue to build on that production. What about that exploration component? Let's go into that, because we have talked a lot about really the construction update and everything, but in terms of exploration, what is possible here and what is going to be the strategy for this year to build towards either new discoveries or building out resources?
Yeah, when we took on the Elk project, you know, a lot of people had predetermined ideas on how big it could be or what was there. I think it had 373,000 ounces when we took it over from Equinox. There was a lot of data that just needed to be rehashed, reviewed. There's a ton of historic drilling. There's 127,000 meters of historic drilling. We've come into this with a new geological model. Phase one, we went 41 for 41 on hitting mineralization on our drill holes, which has given us a ton of confidence. We also did a really extensive core relogging program on 4% of the existing core from historic exploration. That netted us alone about 85 to 100,000 ounces, just sicking some new technology on it and being a little less choosy on what we thought made sense to take assays from previous operators. We uncovered some 216 gram a ton, some 48 gram a ton, and our drill program returned all of the results that we expected and then more. You know, a couple 126 gram a ton were hit, a couple in the mid 50s as well. So, you know, we've now ramped this thing up to 810,000 ounces. And the Siwash, that's the Siwash North on its own. There's seven other drill tested zones on property showing similar grades and structure. We have plans to drill those out this year and start delineating resources. And really what we're looking at is a multi-open pit with a hybrid underground scenario to sort of take advantage of the shallow, high-grade, open pittable ounces that we have, as well as taking advantage of that really high-grade stuff that we have underground through that JDS mine plan that's being put together right now for us for our pre-feasibility study. So, like, we think in what we have for data right now, multi-million ounce potential is right there. And then beyond that, there's a zone called the Elusive Zone that's on the other side of the fault line from all of our high-grade sulfides. And that's looking more like a, you know, copper-gold porphyry target. And we've got five holes planned for that later this summer as well. So we feel like there could be a lot of torque on the exploration upside if we end up connecting on something over there. But even just in the sulfides that we know about, multi-million ounce potential is very realistic based on the feedback from the geologists that are helping us with our exploration program and our operations team opinion. So there's lots of upside here, and we're really excited to continue showing the market just how good a deal we got on this, and that this is going to be a going concern for years to come.
So in terms of news flow, then, what can investors expect? The blend of production updates and also exploration?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, we don't even really look at this small scale production as our production scenario. We look at this as a way to create near term cash flow to expand in a non-dilutive manner. We're really still going to be an exploration company at the core. And our focus is getting multiple drills on site once we are in cash flow and really aggressively drilling out these other areas and showing people that multi-open pit scenario combined with the underground. We have the decline on site already, which, you know, we're looking at opening up and getting into remediating and keep driving this forward, really, and showing the market. Like, we want 1 million ounces by fall. Assays are going to start trickling in here in the next couple weeks, and there'll be a steady stream of them, just like there were over the winter months. And yeah, just driving on all fronts, really, is showing people that we're serious about building not just a small scale mine here, but a larger production scenario with lots of exploration upside. You got a 21,000 hectare land package. We're really just scratching the surface of it, in our opinion, and we look forward to continuing delivering a lot of exciting news.
Okay. Well, Kevin, thank you for the update. Good development here on the production standpoint. Interesting to hear about all the exploration you guys have planned, because I know that's what also the market likes to see, growth in terms of exploration, especially if you can be cash flowing here. So if anybody has any follow-up questions, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. I will get those answered for you, and we will follow up as more news hits the market. Kevin, again, thanks for your time. We'll chat again soon, bud.
Thanks so much for having us.